How do you know? God does not have good reason to. That would be like saying a chess master made a bunch of bad moves because you didn't understand the moves. Like the chess master, God knows much, much more than us. And enduring a finite amount of suffering is worth it to receive eternal and infinite joy. God does not want to violate our free will. He wants us to grow in virtue, and he wants us to see the kingdom. And God knows the best way to achieve that, including allowing suffering.
Hey, Brooks, would it be all right with you if we went over this chess master analogy together so I can show you just how flawed it is? You tend to use it a lot, so I think it's worth discussing. For those who haven't heard it, here's the analogy. God is like a grandmaster in chess, and we're simply his creations. God's plan is complex and all-knowing, so who are we to question whether or not a move is right or wrong? Essentially, humans shouldn't question God's actions, even if we think they're unjust. And here's where your analogy falls apart. One, and this should be obvious, it diminishes serious ethical problems by comparing them to simple chess moves. Two, it assumes that just because God is all-powerful and all-knowing, whatever he does is automatically justified, regardless of how cruel it might be to human standards. Three, it suggests that we shouldn't question and just accept God's actions, even though questioning is necessary for understanding right from wrong. Four, are we just objects for God to abuse at his whim? What happened to free will? If God is just using us like pawns, where does our free will fall into this? And five, this analogy is only used when God's actions are morally questionable. It's a quick brush of the hand to try and excuse whatever God does. Your analogy is full of fallacious reasoning, and you should just stop using it. It seems to be your go-to since you use it all the time when responding to other people's videos. It's intellectually dishonest and morally bankrupt. Think a little deeper and you'll see just how flawed your favorite analogy is. Just stop making excuses for your God. It's not a good look.